My name is Hans Jörnvall, and I'm a professor at Karolinska Institute in physiological chemistry. I first met Bert, I think it was in 1973, when he came to the International Conference in Biochemistry, which was that year in Stockholm. And since he had been working on my enzyme, he spent one of his first postdoctoral visits there before my time, and therefore automatically, since he had been there, since my tutor was then his tutor too, we met in 1973, and then we spent several days at my countryside with several of his collaborators, and then we decided to start collaborating. So then after, I think, 1 year or something like that, I went over to his lab and visited, and then we sent material back and forth and continued like that for something like 10 years at least, perhaps 15, I haven't full records. And then when I took my whole group over here in 1992, I think it was, so we were 28 people coming and visiting him. And when we exited that Logan airport, we all had a T-shirt with his portrait in front. And it was quite a nice time, and we spent several
Can I just, what did he say when he saw you all coming with that T-shirt?
He laughed and was very happy, and we had a very happy day here. We gave internal lectures, so everyone with me gave a lecture, and everyone with him gave a lecture, and we had several days of interactions and lots of fun, and of course going to many restaurants and seeing much. And then I also visited him, both him and Kugi. I was very close to Kugi too. And we visited them both at their summer place in Florida and at their summer place horse riding in Montana.
Did he get you on the back of a horse too?
Yes.
Did he get you riding? Had you ridden before?
No, I hadn't, but I did, and it was quite nice. I enjoyed it. So we had a nice time. That was just fun, but then we collaborated for, as I said, something like perhaps 15 years, perhaps 70, maybe 25 years.
A long time. What would you describe as the important characteristics of his scientific research in terms of his approach and his contribution to the scientific world?
Well, first of course, he was a good scientist. He knew what science was, and he associated with the correct universities, correct people, and correct everything. And he was also having strict control. Everything in his research was, as far as I understand, good and excellent. And that is what I appreciated, of course. And hopefully he regarded me the same, so we had lots of fun together. And essentially, I am a structural person, so I determine structures. And he is more of a, what should we say, characterization person. So he characterized the molecules, and then he more or less gave them to me, and I analyzed the structures, and then we reported the results together.
Tell me a bit more about your experience as a Valley visiting professor, when that was and what it meant to you.
Yes, I visited his lab many times, and the stays before that and after that were the same productive. So from that point of view, the actual fellowship didn't mean that much. I would have been there anyway. We collaborated anyway.
And so it was all about having some time with him, some time in the laboratory,
yeah,
some time to learn from others, for others to learn from you.
Yes, he was keen on having contact with my university, Karolinska Institute, and I was keen on having contact with him, and essentially it was, and I knew many of the people in the group, and he knew many of my people too, so we were like Jim Adelstein said, we were a family. And I was belonging to both Kogi and Bert's family, and both of them belonged to my family.
You said you knew Kogi pretty well. What was she like as a scientist and as a part of the family?
Well, she was also excellent and devoted, and but her field was completely different. It was not my field, and she was taking care of interrelationships with people in. And jokingly, she and Bert and me called each other cousins, so I was her cousin. But science was with Bert.
If everything was going well in terms of collaborations and exchanges of ideas between scientists in different countries for Bert, why do you think Bert Valley decided to start the foundation, the Valley Foundation, in 1996?
Well, he talked much about it, and I think he mainly for two reasons. First, because he had the resources and he wanted them to be useful. And secondly, he realized that he was not going to live forever. And for that reason, he wanted a foundation. At the start, he was very careful, I think, and wanting to have exchanges. And since my connection with him was working from before he had the foundation, so I didn't see the foundation as that important myself, because actually, and now I have changed. First, I think this development is excellent. Now it really fulfills. Now it is the sort of international connection and bringing people together exactly like he wanted, and it is centered on science. So now I think it is close to excellent. And now I have myself also the same thoughts. So now I have also started a small foundation.
So he's had even more of an effect than just the people who are benefiting from the fellowship.
I think now he would be very happy. Had he been here this few days, he would have liked it. I see nothing that he would not like. And this is exactly as I visualize that he would like it to be.
What about his character? You've described his approach to work. What about his approach to life?
Well,
More generally,
I think he was quite determined. He knew what he wanted. I think he might be difficult to those who didn't agree. I had no problem ever, but I think that those people he didn't like might have experience. And he was rather tough in some meetings and some lectures. So he knew what he wanted, and he also had the knowledge to put pressure behind. But my impression is that he did it with dedication to science. So if he was difficult to some people, it was because they were not doing pure science, or else not doing it in the sense he understood pure science.
Is there any particular story that you have or incident that you would say this was quintessentially
bad? Yes, he was very exuberant and very lively and living out. The funny story I have perhaps with him was when we had at one of his visits, we had quite a big collection of my group again and his group. He came over to give some honorary lecture, and we met out in a summer house, and we had a very, what shall I say, wet evening. And he was singing special songs to the schnapps and to the crayfish that we were eating, the whole lab. And next morning, he should have his honorary lecture, and he did a very good lecture. So he told everyone that now he knows how to prepare. The way to prepare is to take schnapps and some crayfish the evening before and to almost not make it home.